I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, if you don't live in a major city, chances are your closest airport isn't a national hub, and most trips involve multiple connections, and could be even more expensive. But in some cases, you can actually get from point A to point B by taking an alternate airline. Say you're heading to Disney World. Allegiant Air, which flies to about 100 markets, will take you directly to Orlando from Gary, Indiana, and 20 other small airports around the country. Fares are competitive and are often hundreds of dollars less than flying the larger airlines, where you'll probably have to make at least one connection, if not two. Vision Airlines flies to fewer than 20 markets, but you'll find savings on many of the routes they fly. And here's one you may not have heard about. It's called Porter Airlines. It's based out of Canada, which means you can find deals on flights from several U.S. destinations to Toronto. You not only save money, it flies to the coolest airport I've ever been to in North America. It's a little downtown airport that's an island in Toronto. You get off the plane, and 5 minutes later, you're in downtown Toronto. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.